This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I love it. I love that we're here. And the way we got here is nerve-wracking just because you don't want to get to a game five. But we fought all year to have a better record and to win our division to get this particular game at home. And they got to come into our house and beat us again. And you know, with Cole on the mound, I don't know who could be more confident than us.
AJ Hinch is saying this is fun. He's game fives.
That's right, baby. There's no flinching here. None of these guys are flinchers, right? There's nobody peeing in their locker over all of
this.
Unless they're doing intentionally for fun.
How much does it, right? Or peeing on themselves.
Look at me, I'm gonna go. Which Astro is most likely to pee in his locker for fun? Who's the grimiest? I don't even know what that means. What I just said. Don't even. I guess but to do some kind of crazy.
Oh, Reddick for sure.
Reddick. I would have said Brian McCann, who was the Brian McCann was the funny prankster.
Yeah,
and he just retired. I bring him
from
up.
The Braves. You know? Yeah, he was on the Braves this year.
He retired after the game yesterday.
He did.
So way to go out.
He did.
Huh?
Yeah, nice job, Cardinals. Way to end Brian McCann's career.
Yeah, he had actually planned on playing five more seasons.
But the first inning, so dejected him. He's like, I'm out of here. What people didn't say is he actually quit in the second inning.
He decided to retire.
He just did the press conference after the game. That's all.
And physically, he retired after the game. His brain, he was done after. I'd say like five runs into the first inning.
That was crazy. That was brutal. AJ Hinch and the Astros certainly go into this game with an edge experience-wise with this group because of what they accomplished in 2017. To me, Seth, the advantage that the Rays have in this game is if Gerrit Cole's a little bit off, right? I think there's a lot of people in Astro land that are counting on getting seven or eight innings out of Gerrit Cole.
I'm one of them.
Yeah. Let's pretend for a second that you don't get seven or eight innings. He gets into a little bit of trouble.
It's not a world I want to live in, Sean.
I understand. Neither do I. But we got to go there for a second. If
you're not as fun as Brian McCann
or AJ Hinch, if we get into this world early on, five or six innings into the game, where it's no longer Gerrit Cole, and I don't think Glasnow is not going to go as long as Gerrit Cole, anyways.
Yeah.
If it turns into one of these things where both managers are juggling a bunch of relievers and things like that. That to me feels like a more comfortable game for the Rays than it does the Astros. B, I think it's one of those things too that, like in any sport, the longer the underdog hangs around in something like this, maybe the more confident that they get. Can actually pull this off, especially when they're coming off of two wins.
One of those that article I was reading to you this morning about all the weird stats in the ALDS game fives.
Yeah.
It's a freakish stat since the ALDS became or since the division series became a thing in 1995. The visiting team in Game 5 is 18-13.
18-11,
excuse me. Visiting teams have won substantially more than the home teams in these games. So make of that whatever you want. The home field advantage isn't as much as you might think. The other weird one was kind of just that in an extreme number of circumstances, the team that gets the most home runs wins the game, which... That makes sense. It's pretty extreme, and it just makes me nervous. Seeing that stat made me more nervous on a superstitious level just because the Rays were the best team in the league at not giving up home runs. So some of the magic that you expect out of the Crawford boxes and whatnot is a little bit less likely with this Rays team. You could make an argument in some instances that this Rays matchup with their pitching and their style of pitching might have been the worst possible matchup for the Astros.
The home run thing, the thing about that stat, that's one of those stats that is inherently going to skew that way because, team that hits more home runs.
I get that, but it's skewed even way further than
further
you would
than
expect.
It should be.
Yeah, it's pretty extreme. Like, only two teams have won without winning the home runs in the game.
Sometimes it's funny because sometimes with stats, like I love when they bring up...
rushing yardage.
No. I love when they bring up situational stats with Nick Saban's record. They're like, hey... Do you realize that Nick Saban is 16-1 in road games following a bye week, or you know, or in home games where he's played two games in conference.
Right.
He's every like
he wins all the time.
Yes, yeah. He's 16-1, regardless of what metric you could bring up. The dude wins 95% of his games.
The most annoying one is when they say, "Well, this team is 13-1 when they rush the ball 35 times or more." Like, yeah, because that's what you do when you've got a healthy lead.
Yeah, it's
right. Not like yeah.
It's a chicken
otherwise,
egg.
Everybody would just go out and run the first 35 plays of the game.
Yeah, exactly.
As much as Bill O'Brien would love to do that, it's not going to happen. That's not actually what the stat means.
Just line up the first 35
and
plays.
And really
or
get
runs.
Up in the set. O'Brien would do it just to spite writers. He would do it just to get up in the press conference and say, "You guys say you keep talking about this stat.
You know, I'm watching the replay of the game and I see this stat and you guys keep bringing it up." Here's AJ Hinch on if this thing gets to be in the late innings, does he trust Roberto Osuna?
I've always had Osuna's back. I think when all is said and done, I think we're going to see this guy come in and throw really hard tomorrow night. He's going to be able to throw some pretty good breaking balls, and he's got areas in that he gets a lot of outs. And oftentimes these relievers are only talked about when they struggle or when they give up a big hit, or it's a little bit of a thankless job. They do their job. They're supposed to do it. They don't do their job. They blew the game.
Okay.
You just recoiled just now.
Yeah,
you look like you looked like someone.
Now I'm nervous as hell.
Okay,
did he just say he can rely on his breaking ball? Because
yeah.
Osuna, after his last performance, said he wished he'd thrown his fastball more.
Yeah,
and they'd been telling him to throw his breaking ball. This feels like drama. I don't like drama going into Game 5.
Mm.
Osuna said, "Am I wrong in this? Did I misremember this?" Osuna said he wished he hadn't thrown as much of his slider, and he would have rather just thrown more fastballs.
Yeah, I don't recall that, but I'm not saying he didn't say it.
But they told him to throw more of his breaking balls,
mm-hmm.
And now we've got Hinch doubling down on it.
Yeah.
That doesn't make me feel confident about Osuna at all. God, dang it. I was feeling pretty good 3 minutes ago.
Yeah, you were. Sorry about that. I didn't play that audio. All
right, well,
I just thought you'd want to hear about a manager having a trust in his closer.
Cole's got to go. It sounds to me like he only trusts him if he abides by what he instructs him to do. And Osuna, meanwhile, is saying, like, well, that's not what I want to do. So now I'm a little bit more nervous. Okay. Now I need Garrett Cole to go 9 innings. Yeah, I don't want to leave this to Osuna and Hinch having a fight out on the mound.
You may need an Altuve sound cut session between now, like an Altuve soundbite session between now and the end of the show.
Hinch is going to have 5 mound visits in the first third of the inning.
Right. Yeah. So I would say, look, if Osuna goes out there in the ninth inning and he blows a lead, gives up, you know, they're tied, he gives up the winning run, whatever, then I would say Osuna would be on the short list. It could wind up with Astro fans doing what happened last night with this Dodger fan following the Dodgers' loss to the Washington Nationals.
I am in the parking lot of Dodger Stadium, and not see if you can see or not, but I got some very angry fans who are inviting drivers to drive over Kershaw's jersey. They got number 22 right here. They're wearing ponchos, and they're inviting people to run over Kershaw's jersey. Now, you know I'm going to run over this jersey. In fact, I might actually run over the jersey and then back up. Hey, bring that jersey over here. Bring that jersey over here.
All right, let's go, go, go.
Yes or no? Yes,
he does.
All right,
go, 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 go.
You're like... Right here, there's a guy next to us running over Kershaw's jersey. This is so much better than burning it, by the way. I think it's better for the environment.
We got next.
We got here the Kershaw jersey, the choke jersey.
I like this. This is better for the environment than burning it. I like this. I like that. You guys are very nice.
There you go.
It's not only better for the environment, but if you only run it over, theoretically, you could bring it to a dry cleaner and still give it to a kid in a third world country.
Yeah, this is one of the rare instances. Sometimes when you find something on YouTube, you got to listen to it with your eyes closed because sometimes it's not nearly as good. This was much better for radio because
imagine
you think in your mind's eye, oh, running over this jersey. Oh, yeah, I'm going to put it in a dirt parking lot and peel out over it and just trash it. These are cars moving 2 miles an hour in a parking lot, gently rolling over Jersey to a point where I could put my hand on the ground, they could roll over it, and it probably wouldn't affect it. It wasn't doing much damage to the Clayton Kershaw jersey at all. But I also, it still freaks me out a little bit just because I felt really bad for Clayton Kershaw looking at him in the dugout last night, because this is a guy who's just not nearly the pitcher he once was. His legacy as a playoff choker is all but cemented now. Even though, as in more recent years, he's had some good performances, the track record and the bad performances are just too many. And now he's going to be single-handedly blamed, along with Dave Roberts, as being the reason that they got stuffed in the first round.
I don't know that there's any Astro that's close to having a jersey running over, say, on Crawford Street ceremony or anything like that. But if we had to put a power ranking together of Astros where this could, if it were to happen, you would bet that, okay, if someone walked up and you said, they're running over this guy's jersey in the middle of the street over there, this Astro jersey, after they lose game five,
I'd say, who is it? It would be Osuna.
Osuna's the odds-on favorite.
And people would be saying, as they rolled over it, hey, innocent until proven guilty. Hey, look,
that's what they would be saying.
Reports. Hey, yeah, look, nobody, you know what the official results are. Say I did it until what?
Who else is on the radar?
I don't know. This is a tough team to find anybody. Wade Miley, for sure.
Miley's on the radar.
But again, none of these guys are, like, Wade Miley's not unlikable. You know,
you have to pick one everyday player to run their jersey over.
An everyday player?
Yes, you have to pick one.
It's not me doing it, but no. That somebody might. Well, Kyle Tucker's not an everyday player. At some point, I guess, I want to say it. It's
our
not me saying
stop.
It. Okay. Yeah, a lot of Astros fans.
I saw
fans,
you start. You used
if
the
they
first,
had to choose, it would be
yes,
Correa.
It would be Correa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If they had to choose.
Yeah. That's all.
It wouldn't be Yordan. Even if they didn't like Yordan, they'd be terrified of it.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. What if somebody was trying to run over a Yordan jersey and Yordan showed up?
Dude.
Like, just came around the corner.
Just because Yordan would just pick up the car and tip it over.
Yeah.
I think Astro fans would pick up the car and tip it over if Yordan's jersey was getting run over.
Least likely to run over the jersey would be Altuve.
Altuve.
Nobody would ever do that. I feel like if somebody tried to run over an Altuve jersey, that person would get beat down with prejudice.
Like
pretty viciously.
Okay, we have an election coming up pretty soon. I'm getting behind the candidate who makes it part of their policy that puts into law that if someone is running over an Altuve jersey, they get the fullest extent of the law. They get prison time thrown at them for running over an Altuve jersey. I want to treat it like the state flower. You know, like if you pick blue bonnets, I think that's illegal.
I think should you have to...
I want Altuve jerseys to be treated like the blue bonnet.
If Altuve passes you in a restaurant, you should have to stand and put your hand on your heart.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It should be
that.
Mandatory.
Policy.
Yep.
I like it.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.